We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. And by our premier partner, Shelter Insurance and MU Healthcare. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
It's Monday night, and that means Tiger Talk with Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike Kelly. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll hear from Drew Smith, and we'll also introduce you to the graduate assistant, former player at Purdue, Terrence Crump, will join us as well. But over the next four segments, we get a chance to visit, as we do each and every Monday, with Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. His team in action coming up on Tuesday. Tigers ranked number 24 this week, according to the Associated Press. In the net rankings, Missouri 39. Tigers pick up a win on Saturday as they go to South Carolina and knock off the Gamecocks 93-78. And so Tuesday evening at 8 p.m., our coverage begins at 7:30 here on the Tiger Network. Missouri will try to avenge an earlier loss in Oxford against Ole Miss. Let's bring into the conversation the head coach. Congratulations on the win. Always nice to go on the road. Take care of business, isn't it?
Oh, thank you, Mike. You know, it's a crazy feeling. One of my assistant coaches texted me after the game. We were on a plane headed back. It's like, man, it's such a different vibe when you win games. It is, man. Losing games, it takes a toll, I guess, on everybody. But it's good to get a win, to get back home, and also, you know, get some time to spend with family.
Well, there's that point in time as coaches, too, that when you win, and even though it's a quick turnaround from a road game on Saturday to an evening game on Tuesday at home, there's also an opportunity to decompress just a little bit, particularly on that flight home.
It is. You know, you work so hard. You want it for your guys. They feel the pain of coming up short in games. The emotions of Jeremiah Tillman being away and having him back, so that part is great. Just all of that, you know, and to have that win on the flight home, just exhale and just look forward to the next one. And just, you know, for me, I had to get up that morning at 5 o'clock to head toward Kansas City because my daughter had, you know, volleyball matches, which I enjoy that, you know, enjoy watching it. I mean, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's always great to watch your children do whatever they love. Coach, as you look back to Saturday, just give me some things some points you want to make about the way that your team played on the road at South Carolina.
Well, I think the biggest thing, and this might come off simple, when we move the ball, we're a different team. When we move the ball, we share the ball, we're a different team. Not to say somebody's selfish, but when the ball is flying through their air as opposed to a guy attacking off a ball screen, so you might have the ball a little bit more just because of reading the defense, but when the ball is flying through their air and bodies are moving, we're totally different teams, and you see everybody gets involved. And we're at our best when everybody's clicking on all cylinders, man. We're not a good team when we miss one or two parts. You know, we're not a good team that way. We're good as a whole, and that's what makes us special. And when we're sharing the ball, and then we I would consider us an elite defensive team on our defensive set. When we have those live ball turnovers or quick off-balance shots, now we're not in position to defend because we want to send guys to the glass. So you have all that going on. But just to see the ball moving, sharing the ball, making shots, making plays, and have Tilly come back and play. I thought he played a great game, a tremendous floor game. Very efficient, and it was smooth operating. It just wasn't get the ball, make a play. Free throws. And then you talking about a guy makes his free throws. You're talking about a top five player in the college game if he makes his free throws like that, because there's not much you can do at that point.
Yeah, he was 5 for 5 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. I think it's the first time in his career that he's been perfect in both of those categories.
Well, RJ has the answer to that, so I'll find out. Yeah. But when he's, again, making those free throws, it's just a different level of player, because now you have to figure out how do we stop him.
5 players in double figures. That's the first time that's happened since the win against Georgia last January here at Mizzou Arena, when you won by 3 when Reed Nicko got the block on Edwards down low. And that speaks to the unselfishness of your team, but also back to what you talked about, moving without the basketball and guys cutting and teammates finding them in positions to score.
It's a sight to see. That's one of those deals when it happens like that, I can sit down and watch the game. I enjoy that. And it just, guys were sharing the ball. They were moving the ball, running the floor. And, you know, because, again, when you know you're getting shots and opportunity to shoot the ball, we can say it all day long as a coach. If you don't get the ball, still defend, rebound, play hard. But that's a hard thing to do. I want to be able to shoot and score a little bit, coach. And I understand that. But when everybody's involved like that, that's when we have a high level of success as a team.
You know, the other thing, too, that I saw, and I even said it on the air, is that this team is playing not only with passion, but they're playing with smiles on their faces.
Yes.
They were enjoying what they were doing on the court.
It's a great feeling to share. Coach Katie used to always say, share the juices. I mean, yeah. So everybody get involved. And it's a good thing when you share the ball like that. And, you know, you have your taunts on the floor. You're making shots and getting to the free throw line. That's a good feeling. It makes me feel good as a coach, because you try to reward guys for the hard work. And to be able to do that is fun to watch.
Yeah, and Drew is somebody that we're going to talk to later in the show. But, you know, again, a season-high 7 assists for him. He was getting guys involved. He was scoring the basketball. After not being in double figures the game before, he bounces back. He's in double figures. It just I don't know, overall, where does that rank in terms of where your team has performed this year?
I would say, just looking at it, between that one and I think Tennessee, and you might give Tennessee the nod because of the caliber team at the time.
Yeah.
So you might give them the nod, but both two good performances. And I still go back to the first half against Mississippi State, man, just a joy to watch. And for me, it's never who takes the shots. It's just when the ball moving, everybody getting opportunities, you're playing in the ball. When that ball never stops, and for our fans, it's almost like if you're an NBA fan watching San Antonio when they were at their best and that ball just flying through there, it's hard to guard.
It's been the difference in Kobe Brown the last two games. Career high 21 earlier in the week against Georgia, and then he has the first 12 points of the game. He scores 12 points in the first half for your team on Saturday. He's averaged 16.5 points in each of the last two games.
Well, I think the first thing we have to, as a staff, to continue to get him involved offensively, meaning like run stuff for him because he can make plays. You have to do that. And I think the other part, similar to Jeremiah, and obviously Kobe's just a sophomore, that the more reps you get, the better you become, because you start to understand it, and it slows down for you. See the game. Okay, I know my opportunity to score the ball. And the good thing about Kobe, and I don't want to say the bad thing, but the good in it, and bad is not the word, that he's a very coachable guy. He want to do what coach wants to get done. He's efficient in how he operates. He always asking questions because he wants to be right. And sometimes, you know, you got to jump off that train track a little bit and just go, you know. But he wants to be right, so it's hard for him because his dad obviously coached him at a high level, so he understands how the protocol and respecting coaching and all that. But sometimes, you know, you don't have to tell him, but I want to jump off the train tracks and do a little something different. And just try to make a play because he has that ability.
It's Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk heard each week here on the Central Bank Tiger Network. When we return, more with the coach on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, do the right thing. That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities. For award-winning claims and sales service, find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities. And for our customers, relationships into returns. We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chiefs Kingdom, this is Mitch Holtis inviting you to join Chiefs head coach Andy Big Red Reed in supporting Special Olympics Missouri with the Rally with Big Red campaign.
I'm asking Chiefs Kingdom and all Missourians to support these athletes the way you support the Chiefs.
To get your Rally with Big Red t-shirt, hoodie, or hat, visit any Cabela's store or order online at SOMO.org. Thanks for joining Coach Reed to support SOMO and help athletes with intellectual disabilities.
If you started college but never finished, or have always wanted to get your degree, let Mizzou help you earn your stripes. Choose from more than 150 online programs, and now more bachelor's options than ever. Take career-advancing online classes in a format that works with your schedule. It looks like everything is coming up you, and you deserve an online degree that's designed to propel you forward. Start earning your online stripes at online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these three letters, M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers, you're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Socket, calls answered locally, techie stuff explained simply. Local phone, internet, and data. Socket.net.
Today tastes like movie night.
Okay, whose turn is it to choose?
And everyone's favorite hit, pizza and Coke. Today tastes like front row seats for all. Like cushions and popcorn. And counting the seconds.
Pizza's here.
Today tastes like a slice of the action. Like we belong here and now. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network. I'm Mike Kelly, Shelter Insurance. Remember to put Shelter on your team for your insurance needs. You'll be glad you did. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com for a free personal protection review. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Mizzou Athletics also would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Missouri's basketball team, 14-6 on the season, 7-6 in the SEC, will host Ole Miss on Tuesday night. 8 o'clock is the tip-off. Rebels are 12-9 and 7-7. They just had a four-game winning streak snapped on Saturday by in-state rival Mississippi State. But Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina, Konzo Martin picked up career win number 250. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And I know how you are. The first thing you're going to say is not about me. It's about everybody else. So go ahead, take the floor and congratulate all those folks you want to congratulate. But I just want to say congratulations.
Well, Mike, you know, a lot of people play a part in that. I remember the first one and all that. Just
who was the first one against?
It was Central Michigan, if I'm mistaken, on the road when I was at Missouri State. Yeah. I think that was the first one. Certainly the first road win. And, it just – no, it might have been Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It might have been Arkansas, the first game. We opened up JQH Arena against Arkansas, the first game. I think that was a home game. I think Central Michigan was the first road game. And it's so many unknowns because you don't know if you can get to this point, you know, because it is hard and you're dealing with a lot of things. And a lot of players, assistant coaches, you know, radio guys like yourself, everybody play a part in it. And for people that are not behind the scenes, there's a lot of people that play a part in your success. You got to have, obviously, I think I have a great wife. Staff members, their wives. I mean, just good people, man. When you meet so many people, players, guys that are walk-on, student managers, I take pride in all of it because everybody plays a part in your success, and it's a good feeling. I just think the hardest thing for me is to really to say thank you. Not that I'm not grateful, but it's just hard because, man, it's like, man, I didn't play a game. I wasn't on the floor, you know. It just, so I got to get better at that.
When you look back from the path, right, Missouri State, Tennessee, Cal, now Mizzou, I know you're proud of everything that's taken place at each and every one of those stops, but also it goes back to who the core person is inside.
Yeah.
And that goes back to East St. Louis.
Without question, you know, and I've said it before, for my wife and my kids at that point, to have some on my tombstone somewhere to make sure it says East St. Louis. And just my mom and raised me, yeah, and people around, my high school coach, Benny Lewis, so many people. But, you know, I think the other part is you have to have a good partner. My wife is great, man. We came to this thing together. We got married 21 and 23 years old. We were young. We just really didn't know what we were doing. I mean, here we are. And it's just, but we had to be strong together. And then the sacrifice she made, I'll never forget. I'll just tell the story. When I decided to take the job at Missouri State, I was hesitant. I mean, I thought it was a great opportunity, but I was hesitant because you think you're ready. You think you want to do it. And all of a sudden, the time comes. Like, whoa, this is happening. So Roberta and I, we had to sit down. And so she took a leave of absence for about 3 years because our plan was, if it doesn't work out after 3 years, she'll go back to work, and I'll just probably, you know, grassroots basketball, youth program. I wasn't sure what I would do.
Right.
And here we are.
Yeah, it's crazy. When a young man, guy you played for or someone that you've mentored, comes to you now and says that he wants to get in the coaching business, what are some of the things, and not necessarily working for you, but wants advice about getting into the business, what are the things that you tell him?
The one thing I say to him, you have to be accountable. And that means being reliable, but you also have to be present. You can't have one foot out the door because everybody wants the top spot. Everybody wants to be at Mizzou. Everybody wants the top spot. So be present in where your current location is and do the best job there, because I can safely say I didn't want to leave Purdue. I was happy as an assistant coach. I was okay with that. Now, everybody has aspirations. I'd like to be a head coach one day, but I was okay there. But for young guys, to be accountable and do your job, but also, you know, don't be afraid to sweep the floors. Don't be afraid to do those things, man. And I think oftentimes, and I really say this for guys that played for me and that were good players, oftentimes it seemed like good basketball players don't want to do the little things like that, you know, sweeping the floors, doing the laundry, driving the van, all those things, man, like it's beneath them. And not to say they say that or show that, but it's like you have to be able to do that type of stuff, man. That's what it takes to be successful. So, but just be accountable, be grateful. And I think, again, this is what I say to former players that call me, that didn't play for me in other programs. You can't move like you were a great player. You can't operate like that. Those days are over. They don't know that exists, man. Go in there and do your job to the best of your abilities. And I think when guys do that, they have a chance to be successful.
Do they understand coming in the amount of time that it takes each and every day to be successful in this business?
No, they don't understand that. Because, again, if I come into this profession, when I was a player, everything was catered to me, especially when you're talking these levels. You know, you go to class, you have tutors, you have mentors, you have everything pretty much provided for you. You have scholarship money, all those things. It's great. And your time is really practice, weightlifting, academic meetings. I can go in the gym when I want to, so it's not a lot of time. You don't see the hours that the coaches, like I come in the office, Nicodemus in the office. I mean, early in 5 o'clock in the morning, Nicodemus and Q Peterson, those guys 5 o'clock in the morning. So everybody start coming in. Coach Corn, so everybody's rolling in. Those are hours, and it's not as if we leave. Okay, let's leave at noon and go to lunch. We right back at it. But it's not as if me as a head coach, I say this is what's required. I need you in the office all day long. It's just being efficient in how you operate. So those are your hours and those are your timetables. But it's a lot of time when you're doing scouting reports, because you think about it. You scouting a team. We play Ole Miss. Well, I'll watch at least three pieces of game film on those guys, at least three. The guy that's doing the scout will watch at least five just for one game, and then it continues to the next game. So just the preparation in that, but only in the process of that, for example, like Coach Marco, he's scouting Ole Miss. Well, he's in his office right now watching film with X Pinson, just individual film, and I still got to do the other part. So it never stops. Like, I had film this morning with Mark Smith, and then I have with Kobe Brown. That's a continuous cycle, but it's what we do, so it's not as if we complain about it, but it's what's required.
Let me close this segment with this. On the heels of the win on Saturday, when you got 250 and it became knowledge, people knew about it, who'd you hear from?
Oh, man, you're talking to everybody. Coach Katie, you name Matt Painter, my team, my college teammates. And we have a text stream with like 10 or 15 of my college teammates, high school guys I grew up with. I mean, just so many people. But I'd like to think people, I think people appreciate me as a person more than the victories. I mean, because I try. If you know me from East St. Louis, outside of aging and losing my hair, I think I'm the same guy. Yeah. You know, it's what it is.
Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online same-day pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Every second, 127 new devices connect to the internet. You can feel it happening. We're entering a whole new era of technology, and Mediacom will be ready to power it with one of the nation's first supercharged 10G platforms. We'll be bringing you more speed, more capacity, more security, and the power to do more than you ever dreamed possible. Visit 10g.mediacomcable.com to learn more.
Do you and your family suffer from ongoing aches and pains? Reaching for the medicine cabinet each morning? Anti-inflammatories are simply treating your symptoms and not the cause. At Restoration Chiropractic, Dr. Taylor Serrois works with patients to achieve optimal health naturally, without drugs or surgery. Dr. Taylor uses an innovative torque release technique to target problem areas and adjust them at the root of the cause, creating a true experience of health and vitality. Visit Dr. Taylor and his friendly staff at their location on Grindstone or online at chirorestoration.com, where healing starts.
The Missouri Operating Engineer Locals 513 and 101 are the foundation of building success. While operating heavy equipment, we build the roads, bridges, hospitals, schools, power generation stations, utilities, and the infrastructure of Missouri. We bring excellence, safety, pride, unity, and productivity to every job. Our members and contractors are proud to have the best skilled trades training available. Learn more at IUOE513.org and IUOElocal101.org.
You know that feeling. It's been a long day of meetings. You're stuck in traffic and you just want to be home. With convenient flight schedules at Columbia Regional Airport, you can be home sooner. Avoid the long drive home. Enjoy free parking, shorter lines at the baggage claim. For wherever work takes you, make connections with Columbia Regional Airport. Visit flycou.com to learn just how affordable convenience can be.
Still to come on Tiger Talk tonight, we'll hear from Drew Smith. We'll also visit with Terrence Crump, former very good player at Purdue that's now a graduate assistant here at Mizzou. Central Bank's your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Partner with the Tigers and the Food Bank, the official charitable partner of Mizzou Athletics this year. The Food Bank is celebrating its 25th anniversary of the Score Against Hunger campaign. Remember that hunger knows no season. Learn more about the Food Bank at sharefoodbringhope.org. Konzo Martin is alongside. I'm Mike Kelly. Tigers in action coming up tomorrow evening against the Rebels of Ole Miss. I look at the conference standings, and it's clear that Nate Oates' team is on the verge of winning a conference championship. But, man, you look at numbers 2 through 8. It's pretty stacked up, isn't it, Coach?
It is, and I just mentioned it to our guys earlier today, just taking care of our business one game at a time. The margin of error is gone pretty much, especially when you're trying to play for seeding, when you're talking SEC seeding, NCAA tournament seeding. So let's lock in all the things we've talked about. Normally we talk about them in June and July. We didn't have a June and July, so October, November, all those things we talked about, they have to come to the forefront every time down now.
Mark Smith has been in double figures in each of the last two games, starting to shoot the ball the way that we know Mark Smith is capable of shooting the basketball.
Well, I just think really settling in. I think that's the biggest key with Mark, because you don't question his work ethic. I mean, he has a routine up in the morning, stretching, coming to the gym. He has a routine. He's efficient with it. But the thing with he's pressing so hard to make shots, then all of a sudden, you know, kind of his body language falling a little bit because he's not making shots now. He's head down because of the time he put into it. Just, man, really settle down and play the game. It's simply just a game. And that's something that Derek Chief has always texted me, just basketball. You know, just, and it really is. It's just basketball. Play the game. And I think once he settled down these last couple of games and coming in watching film and seeing it, because with him, with Mark, when he misses shots, he's not ready to shoot the ball, or he's shooting them so deep. And then just watching film. So we have to consistently watch film with him from this point on so he can see it. Because it's hard when you're on the floor and you're just playing the game.
Don't you think the other thing, too, that could come into play with a guy like Mark is, I call it calendar and clock. I'm a senior. We're in February. We're in January. We're in February of the season, and the clock's starting to wind down a little bit on my college career. And then maybe you start pressing a little bit.
I think so. But and you feel for a guy like that. And I think that happens. But he knows we want to get him shots. He knows we want to get him involved. Yeah. So it's not like he won't get shots. But I think for him, and like I said to him after watching film, I said in most cases when you miss shots, it's probably because of you. Your positioning, your preparation, being shot ready, or sometimes shooting them so deep. And again, like I said to him recently, allow the shot fake to get you a drive. You don't have to force a drive. Allow the shot fake to lift them up, then make the next play.
Torrence has gotten more and more opportunities over the last 3 weeks. And now not only is he taking advantage of the opportunities with what he's doing on the court, but he's also scoring the basketball too. Again, like you know he is capable of doing.
Yes, man, and it's good to have him on the floor playing. And then, like I said before, probably the last 4 weeks, this is the hardest I've ever seen him work consistently. You can see it in his body, his conditioning, all those things. And just to have him on the floor playing and being happy, because you like to reward a guy's one efforts and his energies on the sideline cheering and all, and he's a great teammate. And to see him making shots, it just makes us a better team.
You know, I just want to touch on the Georgia game just for a little bit. And just from this perspective, one of the most impressive things about that game is the way that Parker Brown and Kobe Brown played off of one another in the game.
Yes. I mean, again, two talented players and two guys that are good passers, good decision makers. And I think they both grew from that game. And they both have bright futures. I just think for each one of them, and I won't say coming out of a shell, but understanding who I am as a player. You know, because they respect it, they do the right things. Oftentimes you got to jump out there and say, man, I'm just as good as anybody in America.
Well, Parker was, it seemed like as we watched it on television, was more demonstrative in his reactions during the Georgia game than I've seen him all season long, and certainly in his career.
That's a good sign. I mean, just, but again, if you sit next to him, he'll tell you what's about to happen on both sides of the ball. He'll tell you that they can call a player, he'll run it. He knows all of that. Yeah. And it just, if he gets to that point, he's working on it, coming out of that shell, when he's communicating more and all this stuff, oh, you'll see a totally different player.
Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk. We're going to take a break. More with the coach up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
What does safety mean to you? At Missouri Employers Mutual, it means that our customers can run their businesses with confidence. When you partner with MEM for work comp insurance, you can be confident that your team is protected by programs proven to prevent injuries. Because when people are safe, they're happier and more successful. Missouri Employers Mutual. Confidence at work. Visit mem-ins.com for more.
At MU Healthcare, we're taking on COVID-19 with confidence. And with more patients reaching out for care, we're adding more nurses to our team.
My name's Danielle, and I'm an RN at MU Healthcare. Helping people is why I wanted to become a nurse, and there's no better time and place to do that than right now. And as the community relies on MU Healthcare, we need more nurses to help meet their needs.
MU Healthcare nurses receive benefits day one with opportunities for growth. Apply today at muhealth.org/nursing.
Hi, Tiger fans. Mike Kelly for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Colombia or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Mizzou Athletics.
The completely redesigned 2020 Ford Escape is built for the Midwest with all the features you want in an SUV. Want a sleek new look with available panoramic Vista roof to let in more of the heartland? Want the added efficiency of an available EcoBoost engine with auto start-stop technology? What about a spacious interior with sliding seats for best-in-class second-row legroom? The 2020 Escape has it all and more. Come see for yourself at your quality Ford dealers. Proud sponsor of the Mizzou Tigers. Class of small utilities based on Ford segmentation.
Konzo Martin is with us. I'm Mike Kelly. Each Monday night, this is Tiger Talk. Coming up in our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri senior Drew Smith. We'll close the show with Terrence Crump. Remember, you can find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com for your free personal protection review. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Shelter Insurance, a proud sponsor of Missouri Tiger basketball. I say Terrence Crump. Why was he someone, or what attracted him to you in terms of bringing him onto your staff?
Well, Crump, you know, for so many years, I've been knowing him. It was a long time. So, you know, you have certain guys you transition, similar to Nicodemus Christopher, where they transition from people a part of your program, part of your life, and they become family, so to speak. So it's been that long. But highly respected in our profession, hard worker, great character guy. He's one of those guys, when I was an assistant coach at Purdue, it didn't matter who came on an official visit, let Crump host him. He was great. He could walk into a room, get along with everybody, nice guy, doesn't ruffle feathers. Crump go down south, in Midwest, California, he's one of those guys. He's very engaging, good spirit about him. Everything is always positive, you know, and that's a great attribute to have, especially in this profession.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so tomorrow night, Ole Miss comes to town. That was a game, obviously, you lose by 21 in Oxford, and afterwards, you talked about effort and you talked about competitiveness with your team.
You know, I feel like there were two games that we played this year, that one, and then I think Tennessee at our place, where it just wasn't us, you know. Now, we got off to a little bit better start in the Ole Miss game. Just kind of back and forth, and it just spiraled on us from there. Didn't play well defensively at all. We didn't play with any edge. I mean, the great thing about that, when our guys watched the film yesterday and today of that game, because we break down areas we need to improve on, they can see it. You know, they can see, like, man, it just doesn't look right. It's like, man, let's stop watching this. And so that part is good. And they understand what we need to do. We just didn't have the edge to us. And when we don't play with edge, it's going to be a long night.
Joyner and obviously Shuler both had big games in the game. How many shots did they get that were good looks, or how many did they make just great shots?
I think now part of what happens is two things. When you allow guys to make shots and they get their heads up, it's a different ball game. Mm-hmm. Because Joyner's a really good, even at Cal Bakersfield, where he transferred from, he's a great pull-up guy. That was his game. Pull-ups in the lane, he was great at that. Shuler, obviously, pull-ups, three balls and all that. So those guys started making the tough shots look easy, and I think what happened, we were passive, we were on our heels. So, again, they got their heads up, started making plays.
Yeah, and White wasn't much of a factor. although he can be a factor. Yes. He only had 6-2 against UNL 11-39 because he got in foul trouble. But here's a kid that had 30 earlier this year against, I think, Auburn.
Strong physical presence, you know, 6'8". Not really, he plays center for them, but he's more of a power forward. Drives it downhill aggressive. He's one of those guys similar to Chris Silva that played at South Carolina.
Sure.
When they drive at you, the referee has to make a decision for something. Some call going some type of way because he puts that much pressure on you.
Saturday, you're scheduled to play Texas A&M. Their game against Kentucky this week, midweek game, has already been postponed. What can you share with us in terms of what the future looks like towards Saturday and possibly a senior day matchup against Texas A&M?
Well, right now it depends on, I think they have contact tracing. So it depends on, I guess if we can find some out Wednesday, because I think their game is Kentucky's probably canceled now. Right. So I think maybe Wednesday, Thursday, we'll find some out. But Paul put a call in earlier just to see if what's going on with that, and then we'll kind of go from there. So right now we're tentatively scheduled to play against Texas A&M.
If they can't go, then does it become the opportunity to play a non-conference game? Is that what you try to do?
Yes, there's an opportunity, or maybe somebody within conference,
okay.
Depending on if another contact tracing situation takes place. Yes.
Yeah, you had two games that were postponed. LSU was one of those games, and also Vanderbilt. The league is going to make a decision about the future of those games? Is that correct?
They'll make a decision, I think, March 6th. That won't be the decision time, but they'll make a decision on March 6th who will play.
Right. Yes. And then, of course, the league tournament is just around the corner.
Yes.
Need to see that both the NCAA and the SEC are going to allow fans in the building. It'll be limited, but it'll be nice to be able to play those events with fans, won't it?
Yeah, that's good. That's always good. And for me, it's good to get back to Indiana. So that's a good place. I had some good times in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, it's not easy to get to the NCAA tournament this year. We were just talking about this off the air, and I'm just talking about it in general. The times have changed in terms of the ability to schedule teams and things like that, right?
Oh, no doubt. I remember my days as a player where those first 13 preseason games, those are wins. It means you're playing at home, and you're winning 11 games in the preseason. Then your conference got you in the NCAA tournament. Well, those days have probably been gone the last probably 10 years, at least 10 years.
What was it like trying to put together a preseason schedule this year, Coach?
Well, we had it, but what happened, we started moving teams around. Like, for example, I think we had Prairie View, where we couldn't play then. We had another preseason game we were trying to play, but just couldn't get that on the schedule. Obviously, the tournament we were supposed, I forgot. It's been so many because I know it was Connecticut, but that wasn't the initial tournament.
Yeah.
I forgot we were scheduled
South Dakota?
To go. Yeah.
South Dakota.
So we scheduled to go there. But even before that, Charleston, South Carolina, we scheduled to go to South Carolina. So then that got canceled. South Dakota's the tournament out in Connecticut, and then we finally connected with Oregon and make that one work. So that was good. But it was I think it was like that for everybody because there was so many unknowns and contact tracing. And I think the NCAA was still trying to find our way, like what's going on here. And every league is different. Every league's protocol is different.
Here's the cool thing, though, is that you're three games away from getting it to the finish line and into postseason. It's taken a lot to get there, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. But it's great to be a part of a great feeling. I think you just move differently when you know you're – and NCAA tournament team, man. Obviously, there's still work to be done. There's things you're trying to do as a team to have success. But it's a different feeling, different vibe. And like I said to our guys, man, before we even started, it's a tremendous opportunity to walk away and say we were part of the NCAA tournament. This is before the season. That's, you know, Jeremiah was the only guy that played in a situation like that before. Everybody else hadn't played in it. So I said, man, that's a wonderful feeling if we can be a part of it.
Yeah, it'll be the second time since you've been here in Missouri in the 4 years that you've taken a team to the NCAA tournament. So go get a win on Tuesday night, and we'll talk to you before the game and certainly afterwards as well.
Thanks, Mike.
Tigers head coach Konzo Martin. We're going to take a break. Drew Smith will join us next as Tiger Talk continues on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Buying a home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, know the difference between MIP and PMI, deal with offer rejections, show the house to your in-laws, get a home inspection, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards so your home purchase is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you find your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The Club at Old Hawthorne is a terrific golf course with amazing practice facilities, which is why the Mizzou golf teams play here. Here's what you might not know. The Club at Old Hawthorne is a community with a welcoming environment that's a perfect fit for an active lifestyle. Golf, tennis, pickleball, swimming, and a fitness center with classes all at one club. The Club at Old Hawthorne. Visit oldhawthorne.com to learn more or schedule a tour. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. How much do I love Old Hawthorne? I live here.
Tiger fans, do you like to gamble? Well, gambling's exactly what you're doing if you have your home or business electrical installation done by a contractor who's not qualified, trained, and insured. Don't take the chance. Be safe. Be certain. Use only IBEW contractors to do your electrical work. The stakes are just too high for anything else. You can depend on your hometown IBEW and IBEW contractors.
The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 58 have exciting career opportunities available in the glass installation, glazing, painting, drywall finishing, and wall covering industries. Whether you're a contractor that's ready to take your business to the next level in the residential, commercial, institutional, and industrial fields, or an energetic person ready to kickstart your future, the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades is the partnership you've been looking for. International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 58, proud supporters of Missouri Tigers basketball.
As a doctor, my superpower is saving lives.
I may not wear a cape, but I do wear a mask.
In the cath lab.
When I'm out shopping.
Taking my kids to school.
Getting my morning coffee.
Dropping my daughters to dance.
Now it's your turn to be a hero.
Mask up and help us slow the spread of COVID-19 in Missouri.
You can save a life too.
So let's mask up, Missouri.
This message brought to you by MU Healthcare and Capital Region Medical Center.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi, folks. This is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. The Cookie Casanova is back, and it's a treat you can fall in love with. It's a warm, soft chocolate chip cookie covered with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard and topped with warm caramel and almonds. It's so good. If you love chocolate chip cookies, and who doesn't? And if you love Andy's, and who doesn't? Then you're really going to love Andy's Cookie Casanova Sunday.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Andy's makes it fun to be a kid for a while.
Mike Kelly back at Mizzou Arena. Missouri will take on the Ole Miss Rebels tomorrow night. Time now for our player segment. We get a chance to visit with the Tigers senior guard from Evansville, Indiana, Drew Smith. Congratulations on the win at South Carolina.
Thank you.
From your perspective, what was different in the game, aside from the obvious fact that you had big number 23 back on the court with you?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I think that helped us a lot, just having Jeremiah out there with us. Just having that presence in the post really does – it opens up a lot of things for everybody. I mean, it just gives us that opportunity to have a threat down low, and he also is a great passer out of the post. But other than that, I thought we just played hard on the defensive end. I thought we, especially there in the first half, we were able to get a lot of stops, get out in transition, get some easy baskets. We were making shots. Mark knocked down some threes there in the first half. I think we just played – we shared the ball a lot better, I think, overall offensively, and I think – defensively, we were just playing as a collective unit. We were able to kind of hold off that run that they made there in the second half and build that lead back up.
You know what I noticed? You guys were having fun playing the game.
Yeah, definitely. I think we definitely had a lot more fun. And like I said, that usually comes with sharing the ball, I think. I think just moving the ball, letting everybody touch it, move, pass, I think that helps us a lot. That gets the energy going and gets everybody involved.
As you've started to see the calendar in February evaporate, have you kind of had it in the back of your mind that, you know, God only gives us this amount of time to play this great game that you love, and that time for Drew Smith is quickly evaporating, isn't it? Have you thought about that?
I mean, yeah, definitely. My time here is definitely coming to an end, and so I think just trying to take advantage of every opportunity that we have, every time that we get to go out there and play together. Like we said in the locker room the other day, we'll never get a chance, no matter where we go next, where we play next, anything like that, we'll never get a chance to play with this same group of guys again. So just trying to take advantage of every opportunity we have.
I'm going to come back to that in just a second. But as you look at Ole Miss, obviously it was a game that you want to flush afterwards. But you also know that there are things that you can correct for tomorrow evening when you play. Just the thought on the first game against Ole Miss and what needs to be better as you get set to play them on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think the first game that they played harder than us. And I don't think you can say that about us very many times this season. Very many times since I've been here at Mizzou, effort has never really been a question. But I thought that night that Ole Miss played harder than we did. So first of all, we can't let that happen. And I think we just have to execute offensively and then just try to string stops together. Just try to keep them out of the paint. They hit a lot of shots the first time we played them. They shot the ball really well. But just try to make sure that we're playing defense according to our scouting report. We know guys' tendencies, and we're just trying to make the right plays on offense.
When you made the decision to leave Evansville, you were searching for something. Have you found it here at Missouri? And as you look at the experience here, has it met the expectations that you had?
Yeah, I think so. I think really when I was leaving Evansville, what I was looking for was just kind of like a family-oriented team, family environment, a close-knit group of guys, and I think I've definitely found that here. And I think we kind of all got here at the same time, mm-hmm. really. I mean, me, Mark, Torrance, X, JT had been here for a year, Javon. I mean, all of us kind of came in together. We were all in the dorms together, and I think we've kind of grown together and just we've been through some tough times. We've been through the last couple of years. We've struggled at times, and I think it's just brought us closer, and I think I definitely found what I was looking for here.
How much does the tough times, the adversity that you faced in the past, how much does it motivate this group of guys this year?
I think a lot. I think, like I said, we all went through it together. We were all a part of it. We were all in those practices the day after those games where it felt like, man, like there's nothing we can do about it. Like, we're just not playing good basketball right now. And, I mean, just coming back together this year, I mean, everybody coming back, everybody having this chance, especially after the COVID and everything was just kind of put into perspective. And I think we're just thankful to be able to be out here together.
Perspective and thanks are two very important words when you start talking about what we all as a country and as a world have gone through over the last year. As you look back on 20, though, and think about the things that you learned, the things that you were prevented from doing, what goes through your mind?
I mean, I think you just have to be grateful for the opportunity that we have, just the chance to get out here and play basketball, play the game that we love with the guys that are here with us. I mean, there's not very much better than that. And just getting that chance and having this opportunity that we have in front of us now, I think you just have to be grateful.
What's the future hold for you after this season? What are some of the things that you'd like to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I'm going to try to keep playing basketball wherever that takes me. And then after that, I mean, you just kind of have to, I feel like at that point, you just kind of have to go with the flow and just figure out where it goes after that. If I'm not playing basketball, then just looking to get into the business world and financial advising, wealth management kind of stuff.
Your degree was in finance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about your master's?
It's a master's of science in business. I won't finish it this year, but I mean, I'll get pretty close.
So wealth management, handling people's stock portfolios, things like that?
Yeah, things like that.
You also picked up something else over the course of the last year or so, the yeah. love of your life.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's something that's on the horizon that's going to change things dramatically in the next couple of months.
Yeah, definitely. June 12th, so just a few months away. It's really close. But yeah, definitely something that's going to, I don't think it'll honestly change our lives too much. It'll just be a really exciting time for us just to have that chance to kind of come together and bring our families together and everything like that. So definitely looking forward to it. It'll be exciting. It'll be fun. And I know that we're both looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a fun day. And somebody who did it almost 33 years ago is something you'll remember for the rest of your life, that day in particular. When you think about the players on this team, And your experience that you've had and the calming effect that you have with this team when you're on the court, what are some of the things verbally that the messaging that you're giving guys as the game's going on? Take us through what a snapshot would be like.
I mean, a lot of times I think you would just hear me talking about trying to get stops, trying to put stops together. And then here lately, just making sure that we're focusing on getting a good shot every mm-hmm. time we get the ball on offense. I think at times we get a little rushed, we get a little sped up, maybe we get a couple leak outs in transition, we pull a transition three, and it's not that they're bad shots, it's maybe just the timing of the shots are bad. So I think just trying to make sure that we're getting good looks, and we're trying to put as many stops together in a row as we can.
You would describe Coach Martin in what manner?
I would describe him as passionate and a caring guy, I think. I don't think you need to say much more. I think you can see his passion on the sideline. Obviously, you can hear him. I mean, he's doing everything he can except being out there and playing with us for us. So, I mean, you can see that on the sideline. And then off the floor, I think that he cares for each of us individually and just wants us to truly be the best men that we can be outside of basketball, outside of any of this stuff, just trying to really develop us as human beings, really.
He's one of the most genuine people I've ever been around.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What's the ceiling for this team? What can this team ultimately accomplish?
I mean, I think we can do whatever we want to do. I think we can make a deep run and, I mean, I think we can win the SEC tournament when we get there. If we go, I think that we can make a very deep run into the tournament. I mean, and that's our goal, is to end up at the Final Four. And then once you get there, I mean, you never know what can happen. So, I mean, just trying to stay locked in, though, just trying to – it's tough. It's tough not to look ahead with – I mean, you got 3 games left in the regular season. But just trying to make sure that we take everything seriously. We're taking everything one step at a time because, I mean, these last 3 games are still really important for us.
No question. Hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank
that you. Is Drew Smith, and I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Visit shelterinsurance.com to find an agent to help you pick a policy that's right for you. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Here are your extra long ultimate cheesesteaks. Have a supersonic day.
How is yours? Because you got the spicy cheesesteak.
A little fire.
A little fire.
And desire.
Oh, I don't know about all that. You're taking it too far. I know it's date day and all.
The original and spicy extra long ultimate cheesesteaks. Grilled steak, melty cheese, and golden tots. For a limited time, only at Sonic. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. For a limited time, only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Mobile ordering available only at select locations. Hours may vary.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The SEC taught us that anything is possible, that just when you think you've seen it all, you won't believe what happens next, that comebacks are not the makings of miracles, but are born out of preparation, perspiration, and perseverance. As the official bank of the SEC, at Regions, we take these lessons to heart and strive to bring our best every single day. What has the SEC taught you? Join the conversation with hashtag SEC Lessons. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Missouri senior Drew Smith. In his first year at Mizzou, but certainly not his first exposure to Konzo Martin, is our next guest, graduate assistant Terrence Crump, native of Chicago, who played at Purdue. Welcome to the show. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
What has this first year been like for you in the transition to Columbia, Missouri?
It's been good. Of course, being back with Coach Martin and Marco, I'm so familiar with them guys. They're family to me. So it's been a really good experience. And, of course, you know, being around a great group of guys.
Yeah, your first exposure to Coach was when you were a player at Purdue. And then, of course, you had a chance to spend time on his staff at Tennessee and also at Cal. But you also have been an assistant for 5 years at the Division I level with a couple of different programs. We were Rick Ray at SEMO and then, of course, at SIU Edwardsville. What did those experiences teach you?
They taught me a lot. The main thing is really relationships. I think relationships are very, very important. Being an assistant, it's a lot more than just coaching basketball because you're trying to help groom young men. You're checking classes. Mm-hmm. You're making sure their mental is right, making sure their home life is right because they have things going on too. So it's a lot of other things that come with it. And then, you know, at the mid-major level, you may have to do travel. You may have to do apparel. So, you know, whatever that job and task, that's what you have to, you know, be ready for.
The other thing that has changed since you played the game is that you knew that you had there's constantly people in your ear, right, when you're playing, But now with the evolution of social media, it's times 500 to 1,000 the number of people that are in your ear after every game.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot different. I think when I was in college, the only thing, and you know, it was just kind of coming out, was Facebook.
Yeah.
So now one thing that we try to do as a coach and try to help young guys understand, everything stay within. Like if the people that's talking to you, they're not in our practice. Your family not in our practice. So they don't know what's going on day to day. So you just, you know, try to keep it close together, because it always helps when everything stays in, and now all that outside noise that'll hurt you on the floor.
What do you remember about the first time you met Konzo Martin?
Oh man, it was funny, because at the time it was so many schools pulling, and at the time my grandmother, she just passed back in October, and everyone has to go see her first. So it was, you know, Oklahoma. It was quite a few schools came in the house. And I remember when him and Coach Painter came, and I wasn't even there, I was at school. And she called me and she was just like, that's who you need to go play for. And, you know, I kind of felt comfortable with it anyway, because the dialogue, me and him had similar backgrounds. And I just knew he had the best interest for me as far as, you know, outside the basketball court. And almost 20 years later, we still here.
What do you like about this team and this group of kids that you're working with?
They play for each other. Everything is about each other. Now, the best thing about those guys, when adversity hit, they continue to come and continue to fight, and everyone is together. And I always try to get them different experiences. When I was a player, it started off a little slow because Coach Painter and Coach Martin had just got there. But once we built some culture and we won a lot of games, and our team wasn't talented, this team. So I think that's the main thing. When you build culture and you plan for the guy next to you, you can always have success. And
you always will see the game from a guard's point of view, won't you?
Yeah, oh, no doubt about that.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you're sharing with guys like X and Drew Smith?
Well, as far as my game went, I was a ball screen guy, so always trying to teach those guys to stay low and attack the big hip. One thing about a big, he does not like hedging. But if you're like upright and you're not getting down low, because he's at a standstill. So the harder you coming, he's trying to move and cut you off. I was like, let's go. Either be you're going to go around him, or it's going to be a foul. And just try to always push the tempo. I think that's when we're at our best, and that's what them two guys are really good at. Sometimes when we play slow, it's not to our advantage. And we got back to what we was doing against South Carolina and made the pace. We controlled the pace of the game and was able to make some shots.
Yeah, and how beautiful was it, the movement away from the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, that was as good as it's been all year long.
Yeah, those guys just was locked in. You know, we had a few bad losses. Of course, we was able to get Tillman back. And I just think they were just really amped up for the game. It was like real business, like how it's been all year. But I could just tell it was a different focus, even in warm-ups. Prior to the game, you could just tell those guys was like hungry for a win to get things back on the right track.
Terrence, what does the future hold for you? I mean, obviously, after being an assistant coach, now you take a step back as a GA. What eventually do you want to find yourself doing again?
Oh, I would love to be assistant coach again, get back on the road. I think that's one of my strengths, like interacting with people, building relationships. I really get a kick out of that. And also building relationship with young guys and understanding, you know, where they thought process is, because it's a lot different from when I was a player. Just the music they listen to is different. You know, they got Twitter, you got Snapchat, you got TikTok. You have so many different things. And it's kind of fun because I learned so much from them. And sometimes when they play music, I may like cite a song, and they be like, "How you know that?" And I'm just like, you know, they kind of keep me young a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. The coach said before you came on that you know, you're a guy from a recruiting standpoint. You can put him at any point, any place in any region of the United States, and he's going to be comfortable, which is a compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I want to finish with this. Got about a minute and a half left. There have been some projections that this team could possibly end up in the NCAA tournament in West Lafayette. How much would you enjoy that experience as a former Boilermaker?
I would love everything about that. It's a special place to me. So, and of course, I, you know, to get another win on that floor, I didn't lose many games on it, so I really feel really good about that.
So talking about Mackey Arena, you know, RJ grew up, media relations director, grew up in West Lafayette. Konzo, of course, played at West Lafayette, played at Purdue. What is it about Purdue that makes it special for the guys that had the chance to experience that as a player and a student?
I think it's just the family atmosphere. it's an experience that not many people get the chance to get. Far as the camaraderie and the culture of it, like me and my teammates now to this day, we talk 4 or 5 days a week. You know, we got group chats, we FaceTime. We FaceTime Coach Martin sometimes. It's just like we still, it's a family.
It's awesome. Hey, thanks for being here in Missouri. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
It's Terrence Crump. I'm Mike Kelly. That's going to do it for Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College. Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Central Bank. Show the world your true colors with Tiger Checking. Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Also brought to you by our premier partner, Shelter Insurance and MU Healthcare. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.